It's time for a regional radio sport presentation.
Parker back the other way, drives inside, kicks out, Sprinkle open for three. You already know what I'm going to say at the end of it. Hayden Sprinkle is on fire.
In the drama on the hardwood takes center stage.
3, 2, 1, go! 30 seconds to go. Bismarck up by one. Brett all the way to the bucket, right-handed layup. The foul, the bucket is good.
Inside, one-touch pass from Morrissey. No look.
Wow.
Magic Johnson asked to the cutting Richards for an easy bucket. What a play by Morrissey.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record.
Got him!
He just tied the state record.
Step back three from straight away, and that one is good. Meinerschagen stares down the student section again.
And now stolen by Cameron Friend. I don't know how he just got that basketball. That was unreal.
He from deep downtown is drained from the center circle.
England puts it on the floor. Lobs up a three at the buzzer with one hand, and it went in. You've got to be kidding me.
We send it courtside to our regional radio sports team.
Well, good evening, and thank you for making us a part of our Thursday night championship broadcast. Sean Malone alongside Greg Armbruster with Evan Thurman back in the studio. It is the Class 3 District 3 championship games that we'll be broadcasting for you on J98. First in girls basketball, it'll be the 3-seeded Central Rebels taking on the 4th-seeded Steelville Cardinals. The game that is coming up after this, it will feature the boys. It'll be West County versus, once again, Central. But first, the girls. Both teams coming in at 18-7 in the semifinal round. They upsetted their opponents. Central locked down on Cuba, only allowing 8 points through the entire first half. Final score in that one is 60-30. Meanwhile, Steelville won a close one over number one-seeded Grandview, 41-37. Both these teams feature some very tough but very different defenses, and we'll hear from both coaches about each other's defenses. I asked both coaches of each team about that before, and we'll hear from them on the back end of this break. You're listening to J98's coverage of the Class 3 District 3 Championship.
It's the unauthorized Articat factory sales event, only at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. Unauthorized because the only permission I needed was from me to blow out these new non-current Articats at the most ridiculous low prices ever. How about a new Wildcat Trail side-by-side that was $11,500, now only $8,000? Or a new Articat 700 XT full-featured utility sport ATV, was $10,500, now only $5,800. But wait, there's lots more unauthorized deals, like the Articat 1000 XT with more power than you can imagine. Was $11,500, now only $6,700. And hunters, listen up. Hit the woods in the new Articat 700 Limited camo model with power steering, bumpers, aluminum wheels, and a winch. Was $11,500, now only $6,200. No one, I mean no one, can touch these deals. This is Tim Serdike at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail, Highway 67 south of Festus, next to the Harley store. For complete details, go to tserdikestt.com and like us on Facebook.
Prices do not include sales tax, destination dealer prep, freight, administration, or licensing fees. See store for details.
The entire staff of the city of Steelville wishes to congratulate the Steelville Cardinals basketball team on a successful season. It takes an enormous amount of hard work and dedication to have a successful season. The city of Steelville is very proud of the school and all of the students. The city wishes the best of luck to the boys and girls on the Steelville Cardinals basketball team during the Class 3 District 3 basketball tournament. Go Cardinals!
LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main and Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
J98, the booth, back on the pregame show. Sean Malone, I'm now joined by head coach of the Central Rebels, Josh Mapes. And, Coach, you guys are facing off against a pretty tough Steelville team, and they run a little bit of a unique defense. What's your team's game plan to beat the 1-3-1?
You know, they're really good at it. We've seen a lot of teams run a 1-3-1 this year, but they run it better than any team we've seen. And, you know, hopefully we can get out and get some easy baskets in transition where we don't have to see that thing all night long.
Do you think that sort of plays into your defense's strength, attacking their defense? Because you guys do a fantastic job of forcing turnovers with your full-court press and full-court trap and turning those turnovers into points as well.
I think so. You know, we've kind of lived and died by our press this season. If we don't turn people over and get points off our press, we don't have 6 foot kids where we can throw the ball inside and get baskets. So we got to get creative and find ways to score.
You mentioned that you don't have 6 foot kids, but you're facing a team in Steelville that doesn't either. Both of your teams are kind of small, all in all. How do you think that your team individually, player on player, matches up with theirs?
I think we kind of match up the same way. Like you said, we're both small. We both like to pressure defense, and I think it's a good matchup both ways.
What are going to be some of the keys to tonight's game?
I think we're going to have to shoot the ball well. You know, when it comes down to games like this, you just got to make shots, and our kids have to play with confidence, shoot the ball, and make shots.
Are there any players that are going to be a big X factor in tonight's game?
I think so for them. You know, number 10, the Cottrell girl, she's probably one of the better players we've seen all season long, and 25 shoots the ball really well for them, and we're going to have to take those two out of the equation, hopefully.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you guys for your coverage.
Head coach Josh Mapes of the Central Rebels joining us on J98.
This is Lance Secrest at Lead Belt Stove and Fireplace. Winter is here, but it's not too late to add a high-efficiency heat source to your home. In Missouri, our heat runs for 45 months each year, so there is tremendous opportunity for savings on your utilities. We offer many efficient options in direct vent gas, vent-free gas, and wood-burning stoves or fireplaces. We'll find the right unit to suit your family's needs and save you money. Stop by our showroom at 1313 North St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, or visit us online to request a free quote anytime at leadbeltstove.com.
You love your pet, and your pet loves you. A precious pet is just an extension of your family, right? Give your pet the dignity that they deserve when the time comes. Heartland Memorial Service in Park Hills offers memorial services for your pet, with cremations, burials, urns, monuments, and viewing rooms for memorials. They will even pick up your pet and take care of the arrangements for you. Heartland Memorial Service, Highway 8 in Park Hills, 573-431-2328.
For unique party sandwiches, pasta, and salad trays, go to Pomodoro's on Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. They can make you the perfect sandwich for any occasion, whether it's a family or friend get-together, a holiday party, or a sporting event. You can dine in or carry out. They specialize in quick carry-out service. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sundays, 11 to 7. For your perfect sandwich, stop by Pomodoro's in Arnold or visit them on the web at pomodorosjeffco.com.
Back here on the pregame show on J98 Boots, Sean Malone now being joined by Seth Collins. He's the head coach of the Steelville Cardinals. And Coach Collins, you guys are coming into this game facing off against a very difficult Central Rebels team, a team that runs a lethal mix of full-court presses and full-court traps. How does your team plan to attack the full-court press and trap that's run by Central?
You know, we've got to keep our head up the floor. They do a great job of peeling off and coming and trapping, and we've got to find the open person. A lot of times the person that they leave open, they're bringing somebody else from the backside to take that away. We've got to make sure we're not leaving our ball handlers, taking off down the floor and leaving them down there in a trap without anywhere to go. We've got to keep our head up and find the open person, and, you know, can't make cross-court passes against them as we saw the other night. They were jumping all over those against Cuba, so hopefully we can take care of the ball and get it up the floor.
And one of the things they like to do with that is take the ball away and, like you said, take it up the floor and turn turnovers into points. Mm-hmm. That also plays against your game plan a little bit. You guys love to run the 1-3-1 defense. That requires setting up in the half court. So is it really a key for your defense, for your offense, not to turn the ball over?
Oh, yeah. It's very key for us. Coming in, that's one of the main points of the game tonight is not giving them very many points off the press or in transition. We've got to get back and get set up and make them earn everything they get. Just can't give them anything easy.
Who are some of the players that you're looking forward to see if they step up in tonight's game?
I'd like to see Cottrell and Booker have a good game tonight. Mackenzie Carey and Alexis Diaz are also capable of knocking down shots for us. Defensively, all five of them on the floor will have to bring it.
Are there any one area of the game that's key for tonight's victory?
Transition points, fast break points, we've got to keep to a minimum, but we're also going to have to rebound. We can't give them three or four chances every time down the floor because eventually they're going to get something easy off that too.
Head coach of the Steelville Cardinals joining us on J98 The Boot is Seth Collins. Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck this evening.
I appreciate it. Thank you all.
We'll take a break and return with more on J98.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper.
Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
The entire faculty and staff of the Steelville R3 School District would like to take this time to wish the Steelville Cardinals all the best this basketball season. It takes a lot of hard work and determination to be a winning team, and you have proven you have what it takes both on and off the court. Good luck to the Steelville Cardinals from everyone at the Steelville R3 School District, and thank you for being a great representation of Steelville.
Goggins Drilling Incorporated has been serving the Parkland and beyond for over a half a century. With a reputation for quality work that comes with over 50 years of satisfying their customers. They offer sales and service on all water pumps and are on the leading edge of ground source heating systems. Residential or commercial, call Goggins Drilling Incorporated for contract drilling at 431-2450. That's Goggins Drilling, when you want more than just a hole in the ground.
Back here on the KTJJ Farmington, Sean Malone alongside Greg Armbruster with Evan Thurman back in the studio. A few minutes away from tip-off between the Central Rebels and the Steelville Cardinals to determine the champion of Class 3 District 3. We'll run through the starting lineups for both teams, starting first with the number 4 seed Steelville Cardinals. At guard, Hannah Cottrell wears number 10. She's a 5'10 junior. At the other guard spot, Emma Schneider, who's a 5'5 junior wearing number 12, and Abby Booker, who is a 5'8 junior wearing number 25. The forward pair is Mackenzie Carey, a 5'7 senior wearing number 14, and fellow senior Alexis Diaz, who wears number 33 and stands at 5'6. Meanwhile, for the Central Rebels, the forward pairs, Bree Seaton and Caitlin Holmes wearing 13 and 21 respectively. The three guards are Callie Thurston wearing 22, Skylar Aminette wearing 24, and Carissa Belfield wearing number 32. Both teams coming through their warm-ups now. We'll have the national anthem, so we'll step aside for a little bit and return with action underway. You're listening to J98's coverage of Class 3 District 3 Championship Basketball.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, go Blue Jays!
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See Agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville.
KTJJ Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
J98, the Boot.
Back here on J98 Boot. Both teams are about to go through their starting lineups. Once again, it is the Class 3 District 3 Championship. The winner of this game will move on to face the champion of Class 3 District 4. The champion has yet to be determined yet. In fact, that won't be determined until a couple days from now. Right now, Class 3 District 4 has their semifinal games going on. Whitfield versus Valley Park is already underway, and Principia versus Herculaneum will be starting after that. We'll keep you updated throughout the game as to who the champion will be if we get the information, or who the winners facing off for the championship in Class 3 District 4 will be as we get that information. Steelville going through their starting lineup right now. And Greg, you told me coming into this game, you saw them earlier in the week. Steelville travels well, and they traveled very well. They had the further distance to go, I believe, and they are the louder ones here at the gym so far.
Yeah, about an hour drive for Steelville to make it to West County High School, be a part of this. But boy, do they travel well. They packed it in for the semifinals. They brought an entire busload of just students to support their team, and they have taken up about half of this gym, Sean. It's going to be a wild one from start to finish.
It'll be interesting to see as some of the West County fans for the next game that they'll be facing off against Central, they were saying come early. Well, it's all red right now, whether it's Steelville or Central, so they may have to wait a little bit to get their seats.
It's shoulder to shoulder everywhere you see.
Cottrell versus Holmes for the tip. The tip is won by Steelville, and it's underway. Tipped back to Schneider. Schneider working against Amonette. Kicks it to Diaz. Diaz now back to Schneider on the far side wing. Steelville shooting on the basket to our left. Schneider picks up her dribble, tipped by Skylar Amonette, and Amonette steals it away, but it gets kicked out of bounds off of Amonette. So she did get possession of it, but it'll be a turnover. But Amonette forcing the issue in man-to-man defense against Emma Schneider.
And the semifinal, Steelville was able to hold on the perimeter a little bit. That won't work today.
Cottrell gets the inbound, kicks it to Schneider. Schneider has it on the wing. Defense switches against her. She takes it from the far side to the near side to Cottrell. Backdoor pass baseline. Extra pass to the elbow. Extra pass into the paint. Off the glass and in. Mackenzie Carey with the first 2 points of the game for either side, giving her team the lead. 1-3-1 defense being run by the Lady Cardinals as they have all season. A very lethal defense. We'll see how Central attacks it. Amonette has it on the far side wing. Now Belfield with it. Now back to Amonette on the far side wing. Looking for someone to pass it to. Now Belfield with it on the near side wing. Crossing over. Gets it into the paint. Passes it down low to Thurston. Foul on the baseline. It'll be an inbound coming underneath.
This is already just electric at West County High School. From shoulder to shoulder in the crowd, the entire top rail is lined with fans. You can't hardly hear a thing.
Foul goes against Emma Schneider, who steals the inbounds pass. Picked it off like a safety. Schneider now working in the half court. Gets it to Cottrell. Cottrell picks up her dribble. Double team comes to her. Passes it on the baseline. Booker puts up a shot, and that one is good. Abby Booker for two. It's a 4-0 lead for the Steelville Cardinals with 6:40 on the clock. Amonette pushing the pace a little bit in transition. Now is going to pick up her dribble and to the near side. Belfield with it. A lob back to Amonette. Defense closes on her quickly. She drives through and double dribbles. Just a little out of control there as the ball may have gotten tipped away from her a little bit. We'll see as now a full court press for the first time all game is being run by Central. This is their bread and butter here. They win through this full court press and full court trap they like to run. Schneider with it. Breaks midcourt and gets double teamed in the corner. Just past midcourt. Almost gets stolen away by Amonette. Driving through. Kick out into the corner. Now to the near side wing. Schneider with it again. Schneider about 5 feet off the arc and a foul away from the ball. Is hitting the deck hard is Cottrell. I believe they're going to tag Caitlin Holmes with the off-ball foul. They will. That's her first, team's first. Each team with one foul. Chloe Green checks in and Belfield will check out. Oh no, excuse me. Amonette will check out. Belfield stays in. Schneider to inbound underneath her own basket to the left. She gets it to Cottrell and a foul called. Cottrell's able to draw the contact there. She wasn't in the act of shooting, just driving to the basket, so it'll be another inbound here.
Steelville coming out very composed early on here, Sean. You're facing a team that has been in this moment for four consecutive seasons.
The inbound is on the side, actually, not underneath the basket. Foul goes against Caitlin Holmes. That's her second already. With it on the baseline is Booker. Booker takes it out to the point. Schneider with it. Dribbling with the left hand. Has her pocket picked by Skylar Amonette. Amonette all alone takes it coast to coast for two.
And those are the things that Skylar Amonette does on a regular basis from game to game. And Steelville has to account for it.
On the far side, Cottrell taking it up court. Picks up her dribble as she crosses midcourt and a foul drawn. These officials not allowing much to happen before they blow the whistle.
He saw Cottrell leave that basketball for the trailing Booker. The defense over pursued on Cottrell and slammed into Booker.
Cottrell gets the inbounds. Belfield working against her. Now to Schneider, who's facing Aminette. Pass down low onto the elbow. Diaz with it, kicks out to Schneider. Swung around to the far side wing, now back to Schneider. Schneider taking it to the wing near us. And now in the corner, Diaz driving baseline. Double team comes her way. Kick out on the wing. Three ball is up. That one is in. Abby Booker from downtown. She's got 5 points on the quarter so far. Her team has a 7-2 lead. Green with it. Driving, kicks it into the corner. Now to Aminette. Aminette head fakes a three from the wing. Now to Green. Into the corner. Belfield with it. To the opposite wing on the far side. Aminette fakes a three. Now lobs it to the near side. Chloe Green, extra pass down low, looking for Belfield. It's tipped around and stolen away by Steelville, and out of bounds with it is Emma Schneider. It was stolen away by Alexis Diaz. Diaz was falling down, tried to get to Schneider, and Schneider couldn't keep it in bounds. A timeout taken on the floor with 4:47 on the clock. It is a 7-2 lead. Steelville is on top right now. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Greg, it's been a pretty good start for Steelville so far on offense. They're getting into the half court, and they're getting points up on the board as well.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to come out and have so much success against this Central defense, but they've come out and really have come out of the gates very strong, and they're riding this crowd support to this five-point advantage, and they're winning in all facets of the game right now. Central, they will adjust. It's just a matter of when.
Especially with crowd noise. They're certainly winning that one.
Oh, man, the crowd noise is just unreal here tonight. One of the best environments we've seen all year, for sure.
The inbound is picked off by Schneider once again. Schneider, not very tall, but very athletic, able to get to that one. She takes it into the corner on the far side, and now they're going to set up in the half court. Cottrell with it. Now to Schneider on the near side wing, working against Aminette. Passes it to Diaz. Now outside, it's Schneider again, who's going to set things up. Cottrell gets a screen from Schneider, who just gave it to her. Extra pass down low, kick out. Schneider, three ball almost straight away, a little short, no good, off the rim, and it is rebounded by Callie Thurston. Thurston to Aminette, who crosses midcourt. The Lady Cardinals set up in that 1-3-1 defense. Kimmy Wallen checks into the lineup. Now to Bree Seaton, kick out. Aminette for three, that one is good. Skylar Aminette from downtown.
And that's the first time that Central's got that clean look from the outside against this 1-3-1. Very active on the defensive end are the Cardinals.
Cottrell working against Wallen. Now to Schneider on the near side, who takes it across midcourt. Double team comes Schneider's way, and she gets it to Cottrell. Cottrell driving through, puts up the floater, a little too strong, no good. Second shot opportunity is put up, no good, but a foul. Is it going to be a foul on the floor in the act of shooting? That's the question. It looks like it's going to go on the floor.
Central is doing a great job to take away the driving lanes on the outside wings because Cottrell loves to put it on the deck and drive inside. She'll get those kickouts. Central's not letting that happen, making Steelville's offense one-dimensional.
Schneider to the wing on the near side. Down the far side, Cottrell with it. Pass down low, no one there. Miscommunication and stolen away by Bree Seaton. Seaton pushing in transition, crossing over left, right, left. Back to her left hand again and loses it. It's turned over. Schneider with it. And she'll take it across midcourt. Working against Aminette. Now on the near side, that's Diaz. Diaz looking to give it back to Schneider. She does in the corner, and it's kicked out to Cottrell on the near side wing. Cottrell working against Kimmy Wallen. Spins against her. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up baseline. No good. Second shot opportunity up and in. Mackenzie Carey for two. It is a 9-5 lead. Aminette with it on the far side wing. Lob to the near side wing. Chloe Green driving through. Kicks it baseline. Thurston driving through and a blocking foul called.
Be interesting to see who they charge this to. You almost have to give it to Diaz the way that all unfolded.
I believe it is going to go against Diaz. She made the initial contact and
nope.
No, they get Emma Schneider with that one.
Where?
Yeah, I didn't
think
she was
on the backside of that play.
Schneider wasn't anywhere near that one, and that's big because that's already her second.
That's two on Schneider and two on Holmes for either side.
Kimmy Wallen to inbounds, a lob to the outside right before the circle. Getting it is Green. Daminette now back to Green on the far side. Green driving, tries to bounce past it into the corner. It's tipped and stolen away. Lady Cardinals with it now. Diaz taking it across midcourt. Working against Belfield. Now Cottrell with it to Booker. Booker, double team comes her way. She's able to get rid of it to Carey. Carey puts up a shot off the back iron. No good. Tipped out of bounds. I believe that went off of Aminette. They're going to say it's central ball, however. Belfield to inbound to Aminette. Aminette taking her time crossing midcourt. Now to Seton on the far side wing. Back to Aminette. Crossing over. Central remaining very patient against this zone defense here. Now Kimmy Wallen with it on the wing. Bounce pass into the elbow and a foul drawn. Getting it was Thurston. .202 on the clock. 9-5 is the score with Steelville on top. A substitution here. Allie Gibbs will check in for the Lady Cardinals. Checking out is Mackenzie Carey. She's got 4 points on the evening so far. Aminette now to Wallen on the far side wing, about 5 feet off the arc. Tries to pass it. A bullet pass through traffic. Gets tipped, but right into the hands of Aminette. Lucky break for Central. Thurston with it. From the near side corner to the far side wing for Wallen. And Wallen tries to pass Belfield. That one is tipped, but it's kicked out. Aminette for three. That one rims out. No good. Tipped around, and the rebound is corralled by Cottrell. And that is a foul against Aminette. She is not happy with that call.
It's like you said earlier, they're not letting a whole lot of contact go. It's been pretty balanced for the calls on either side.
It has been. It's so far 5 fouls against Central and 3 against Steelville, but Central has been the more physical team, but that just comes with the system that they run with the full court press and full court trap. Cottrell with it. Now on the near side corner, that's Booker. Now back to Cottrell. Cottrell crossing over, driving through, kick into the corner. Booker from downtown. That one is too strong, no good. Ball is loose on the floor. Still loose. Whistle blown. What are they going to call? A jump ball. Possession arrow favors Central. It's a good break for Central, but at least for Steelville, the possession arrow now favors them. Here we go. Steelville is now running a full court trap for the first time all game. We'll see how Central does against it here. They're able to almost break it, but it gets tipped out of bounds. Faith Baer coming in to tip that one away. Almost stole it herself.
For Central facing this 1-3-1, especially as well as Steelville runs it, very unfamiliar defense. You don't see it very often. I've seen it in two teams all season long.
9-5 is the lead with about a minute remaining on the clock here in the first quarter. And that one is stolen away. Cottrell with the steal. The layup off the glass is good for two. That's her first 2 points of the game. And that gives her team an 11-5 lead. Belfield crosses midcourt, takes it to the wing on the near side. Backs up. Now she's going to reattack towards the wing. Floats it to Green on the opposite wing. And Thurston on the far side corner. Can't handle it. It's out of bounds. Actually, that is Peyton Bradley losing control of it. She recently checked into the game. Substitution is Kimmy Wallen will check in. Bree Seton will check out. Very small lineup here being run by Central. Cottrell lobs it to Booker. Booker picks up her dribble inside the arc. Now to Cottrell. Puts up the floater. That one is good.
Wow.
13-5 is the score. 24 seconds on the clock in the first quarter. Belfield with it to Green. Bounce pass is stolen away by Baer. Cottrell now to Booker on the far side. Spins against their defender. Puts it up high off the glass. A little too high. No good. Green with the rebound. 10 seconds on the clock, and she draws a foul. That'll only be foul number 4 against Steelville, but that will give Central a chance to kind of collect themselves and get some substitutions in before the end of the first quarter.
And you know, early on, the turnover margin, just watching the game, you would think Central would turn it over plenty of times more than what Steelville has. It's 6 for Central, 4 for Steelville. The Cardinals are turning their turnovers into points,
which is what we expect Central to do. That's what they've done all season. 1 second left, shot is up. No good. Whistle blown, though. Did they get a foul there in at the end? Yes, they did.
Big time call right there.
That is a huge call. The shot clock was about to go off. Going up with the shot through traffic was Belfield. She drew the foul. What a situation there. Free throw is up, and that one rims out. No good. There's no one around her. Greg, did they call that a technical, or are they just not even bothering to set up? Second one up, no good either.
Yeah, they just
that's
pulled
not
everybody
a technical.
Off.
Yeah, they decided to put no one there. So both free throws, no good. So you know what they say, Greg? Ball don't lie. It didn't there. And right now the score, I'm not lying, the Steelville Cardinals, they're up 13-5 on the Central Rebels. We'll take a break and return with more. You're listening to the Class 3 District 3 Championship game on J98 The Boot.
Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville.
Back here on J98 The Boot, it is a 13-5 lead for the Steelville Cardinals. And so far, about two-fifths, or exactly two-fifths of those points coming in transition. That's Skylar Aminette with all five of them. And that came on a steal that she took the opposite way. Booker to inbound, gets it to Diaz. Diaz loses it for a second and travels as she crosses midcourt. So that'll be a turnover to start the second quarter. The inbound goes from Thurston to Belfield, who takes it across midcourt. Pass down low, Thurston shot is up off the glass and in. All alone on the baseline was Thurston for two. The inbounds goes to Cottrell. Cottrell picks up her dribble. Now gets it to Schneider. Almost stolen away. Tipped, kept alive. Inbounds, and that one is laid in. Bree Seaton with the beautiful play to steal it quickly. Get it to her teammate. I believe that was Avery Norris. It was for two.
Oh, things can change mighty quick, don't you think? It was lopsided through that first quarter, and it seems like Central totally forgot in a minute.
Especially with the defense that Central runs. If they force a couple turnovers, they can easily go on a run against you. We'd like to take a second to thank a couple of our sponsors. All Aboard Learning Center in Cuba, Action Auto Sales in Steelville, West St. Francis County School District in Leadwood, St. Pius X High School in Festus, Ruther Ford in Herculaneum, the UPS store in Festus, and Grandview R2 School District in Hillsboro. Foul away from the ball as the inbound from Schneider was still pending at that time. And already that is six fouls, barely 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds into quarter number two. Cottrell gets the inbound, picks up her dribble, passes it, and that is broken half by half court. Diaz, now to Schneider, now back to Cottrell. It seems like Central has come out with a lot more life, especially Coach Mapes. He is livid on the sidelines right now. Schneider with it. Pass to Cottrell. Cottrell, backdoor pass down low. That one is laid in off the glass for two. Mackenzie Carey putting herself in good position. 15-9 is the score. Seaton with it to the near side. Belfield into the corner. Kimmy Wallen, kick out. Now to the far side. Seaton with it. Now Belfield once again on the near side wing. Crossing over right to left and out in her left hand. Back in her right hand. Tries to drive through. Draws the defense. Kicks it to Seaton. Seaton pump fakes. Starts the post up in the high post, kicks it into the corner. Avery Norris able to hang on to it and not go out of bounds. Double team comes to her. Now to Bree Seaton, who drives baseline, pulls up baseline, and lays that one in.
Bree Seaton created that shot all on her own. Jab step on the baseline. The defender bites. She uses that little bit of space to get a clean look.
Cottrell gets the inbound, working against Kimmy Wallen. Double team comes her way, and she lobs it to Diaz across midcourt. Diaz takes it. Now baseline. Pass to the far side. Booker with it. And now Cottrell straight away working against Kimmy Wallen. Spins on her. Puts up the floater. That one is good. What a lethal floater there by Cottrell.
She is fantastic. In traffic, through the lane, even a little better with contact.
From downtown, Seaton pulls up. That one is off to the left. No good. Rebound is corralled by Cottrell. Cottrell working against Kimmy Wallen, who almost stole it away from her. A lot of aggressiveness being shown against Cottrell. Takes it underneath the basket, kicks into the near side corner. Schneider for three, a little short, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds off of Steelville.
Booker tried to save it on that far corner, nearly able to do so, just didn't have any help to throw it to anyone.
And I'm surprised she went after that one. I thought that touched Thurston last. Granted, that is on the opposite corner to the left of us, so Booker had the better view than we did, but I thought she should have let that one go.
That's just pure honesty in the moment. She knew she touched it, couldn't sell it, never thought about it.
Aminette checks back in, as do a handful of other players for the Central Rebels, including Caitlin Holmes. On the far side, Thurston with it. Now to Aminette, who has it with her toes inside the arc. She takes it to the point, to Belfield on the far side. Belfield driving through, puts up the shot off glass. That one's no good. Rebound is pulled down by Diaz. Gets it to Cottrell. Now to the far side. Booker travels. We're seeing a lot more turnovers here in the second quarter, Greg, from the Steelville Cardinals compared to the first quarter. Some of them are forced errors. Some of them are unforced.
Yeah, three turnovers on six trips for Steelville in this quarter. Zero for the Rebels.
Belfield with it on the near side wing. Lob to the far side. Aminette drives through. Puts up the shot through traffic. Off glass, no good. Holmes with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Caitlin Holmes hitting the glass. That's her first 2 points of the evening. Lead is now 17-13, still favoring Steelville.
Big to have Holmes on the floor for Central after those two early fouls.
Cottrell with it, now stolen away by Holmes, who lays it in. There goes Caitlin Holmes, look out. She's lethal on the glass, and she's lethal in the full court defense. Cottrell with it, being pressured heavily. Double team comes her way. She spins away from it, starts to take it straight through, kicks it out to Booker. Now to Schneider on the wing. Schneider thinks about a three, decides against it, being defended by Bree Seaton. Double team comes her way, gets it to Cottrell on the far side wing. 4:28, it's a 17-15 lead now. Schneider with it on the near side wing. Double team comes her way, and a foul. And here we go, one and one time. Schneider going to the charity stripe.
In the semifinals, Steelville did get to the line a lot, didn't do the greatest at the free throw line. They'll need that today. They'll need to at least go 75%.
First free throw is up. That hits back iron, no good. Strong rebound from Thurston. 0 for 1 goes Schneider. The first free throws of the game for either team. Holmes takes it across midcourt, now gives it to Chloe Green, who checks back into the lineup. To Belfield. Now Seaton. And that one is that a foul? It is a foul. That is now six fouls against Steelville, so they're not sitting too pretty themselves. Aminette checks back in, and that is the third foul against Emma Schneider. So she'll check back out. Three fouls already with 4:08 left in quarter number two. It's a two-point game here. 17-15 is the score. This was a 13-5 game entering the second quarter. Central has come out on fire. Belfield gets the inbounds. Drives through, tries to float it to Thurston down low, and that one is stolen away by Diaz. Gets it to Cottrell. Cottrell now to Diaz. Bounce pass to Bear. Shot is up. That one rims out. No good. It was halfway down. Caitlin Holmes gets it. It's fouled, and Holmes throws a punch. Caitlin Holmes. The punch did not connect, and none of the officials saw it. Fans are not happy, and they're going to say it's out of bounds off of Holmes. I think that's where the frustration came from.
Wow, I'm surprised that you saw that motion spill over.
She got bumped on the baseline, took exception to it, and probably isn't happy that there was no call either way. 5 seconds is what Central wants. No call, though. The inbounds goes to Abby Booker. Booker takes it to the wing, and that one almost gets stolen away. She's being pressured by Caitlin Holmes, and a foul. Frustration is showing from the Central fans and the Central team. A lot of calls not going their way in the last couple seconds, although we do have to make it a point again. Caitlin Holmes threw a closed fist. It didn't connect, but there was no call with that.
Shocking, to say the least.
17-15 still the score. Free throws coming here. First one is up. That one is no good. It's tipped and kept alive by Steelville. Bear with it, and Bear travels.
You can't travel if you don't have possession, though, and she clearly did not have possession.
She was bobbling that one, and you could tell from the reaction from Skylar Aminette, who was right there. She thought that was going to be a foul against her, just trying to tip the ball away. Aminette with it now. Gets it to Belfield. Belfield takes it, tries to pass it baseline, and it goes out of bounds off of the Cardinals, so it remains Central ball.
I'll disagree with that, too.
Yeah, the Steelville fans are right there in front of it. They disagree with it as well. You got to wonder, Greg, if that may be a makeup call for the baseline.
Might be an IOU.
Belfield gets the inbounds. Aminette with a slip screen. Now a lob to Aminette on the near side, being defended by Diaz now takes it from the near side wing to the far side. Now to Belfield. Kicks it to Thurston. Wing to wing pass. Aminette on the far side takes it baseline. Kicks it out. A three ball from the corner is up. That one is drained by Bree Seaton.
Right in the defender's mug. Contested, as defended as it could have possibly been. Still in the bucket.
And now Central is on top. They steal the inbounds pass. It's loose on the floor. Jump ball is called. It's favoring Central. Central will get the ball here. Steelville thought it was theirs. They were initially setting up underneath the basket, but no, it's Central's ball. A lob to the outside. Seaton with it. Pulling up from 5 feet out. That one is no good. A little too strong for Seaton. Kick out. Seaton takes it to the wing. Now to the opposite wing. Aminette decides not to take the three. Takes it into the corner. Now to the point, and she draws the foul. And now entering the bonus is the Central Rebels.
Central is helping themselves get back into it with just a little bit more intensity on both ends of the floor. Steelville starting to feel that pressure a little bit and helping the Rebels extend this lead possibly.
Free throw is up, off back iron, no good. Offensive rebound goes to Belfield. Backdoor pass is up, and that one is no good. Thurston with the second shot opportunity up, no good. She draws the foul.
Offensive rebounds for Central in this second quarter are starting to become a regular thing. And back to the free throw line, they just have to make the most of their trips.
They don't have a lot of size. Neither does Steelville, which is something to note as well. But Central is one of the better rebounding teams out there, especially when you consider their size. Free throw is up, and that one is good for Thurston.
Well, Central does a great job on the glass because they work together. On the block, they'll know to box out a bigger player and give one of their guards a great position to pull down a rebound, and they do more often than not.
Norris and Wallen check in. It's a 19-17 lead. Second free throw is up. That one is good. Thurston goes 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. First two made free throws for either team in this game. Diaz with it. Being defended by Belfield. She crosses midcourt, and a double team comes from behind her. Kimmy Wallen can't steal it away from behind. The pass down low is too high, tipped and out of bounds off of Steelville. Central ball. They are forcing the issue here in this second quarter.
It was a very similar situation to where Steelville is in right now in the semifinal against Grandview. A 20-17 game. They were able to make a big push in the final 2.5 minutes. They're going to need that here in this championship game.
It is a 15-4 run right now that the Central Rebels are on, and a timeout is taken by Steelville. This will give us a second to thank a couple of our sponsors. Grogan's Drilling in Park Hills, Serdike Harley in Festus, Jefferson R7 School District south of Festus, Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Dana Richter in Steelville, Heartland Memorial Service in Park Hills, City of Steelville, of course, in Steelville, and LaPlante Carpets in Park Hills. 20-17 is the score, and it seemed at points in that first quarter, Greg, that Central looked a little flat. You know, I used last time we were here calling a game, I used sort of a bit of a boxing reference. You know, you get hit in the jaw and you get stunned a little bit sometimes. That seemed to be the case in the first quarter with Central. Well, they came out in round two, rearing and ready to go.
Yeah, and I think a big part of the energy comes from Holmes being back on the floor after picking up those fouls early. She is a take-no-prisoners kind of basketball player, and that exudes throughout the entire team when she's on the floor. You can add Bree Seaton to that list as well.
A great example of just how tough Holmes is. She is playing with a bulged disc, has been playing with that since the MAAA tournament. Seaton, bounce pass down low to Holmes, puts it up through traffic and gets it to go. Caitlin Holmes for two.
She has just been phenomenal inside throughout this entire district tournament.
6 points in the quarter for Caitlin Holmes. Cottrell to the outside. Booker from downtown. That one is strong, no good. Offensive rebound put back up high off the glass, no good. And an over-the-back foul is going to go against Steelville.
Yeah, Allie Gibbs showing some elevation to be able to get that first rebound over the back of the defender, but able to get high enough to not draw contact. Second attempt, not so lucky.
That'll be the eighth foul of the game against Steelville. Still in the first half here, and that'll be the third foul going against Allie Gibbs. Belfield and Kimmy Wallen check back in, as does Avery Norris for Central. Head coach Josh Mapes, he likes to sub his players out very quickly. First free throw up and in for Thurston.
West Central, after going over three at the line, has followed up to go 3 for 3 now.
Second one rims out, no good. Rebound is corralled by Cottrell. Pass to the near side, down low, shot is up, no good. Second shot opportunity, up, and that one is good for Faith Bear. 23-19 is the score. Central Rebels on top. Belfield almost steps over the back. Now with it on the near side wing to the far side. Avery Norris with it. Bounce pass into the corner. Kimmy Wallen with it to the wing. That one is tipped out of bounds off of Steelville.
If I'm Steelville right now, I am forcing Norris and Wallen to shoot. And you're gonna be, I'm going to do everything I can to lock down on Aminette, Seaton, and Holmes and force the players coming off the bench to get it done offensively. Easier said than done.
Yeah, that is probably the one weakness for this Central team is a lot of their offense, even their transition offense, it comes from Seaton, Aminette, and Holmes. Aminette to the near side. Thurston with it. Now back to the far side wing to Aminette. She drives through, gets tripped up, and draws the foul.
Tough call there for Cottrell to get called on that. Aminette just tried to do the crossover, and it kind of crosses your own feet behind you as the dribbler. She goes to drive past Cottrell, catches a toe on her calf, and goes on the deck.
So a pair of free throws coming up here for Skylar Aminette. She's 0 for 1 so far. First free throw is up. That hits back iron. No good. A very flat free throw from Aminette. Substitutions. Chloe Green checks in. Kimmy Wallen is in as well.
I like to think Aminette's free throw is like the Kobe Bryant arc. It's almost straight down.
Second one is up, and that one is no good either. Aminette goes 0 for 3 from the charity stripe in this game now. Cottrell with it. And that one is almost stolen away. She picks up her dribble just shy of midcourt, and a timeout is taken by head coach of the Steelville Cardinals, Seth Collins. He is livid right now, and it has been, Greg, a frustrating corner for them. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. And thank a couple of our sponsors while we do. Crawford County R2 School District in Cuba, Buckley Towing in Park Hills, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, the Glor Foundation in Arnold, Pomodoro's Pasta and Subs in Arnold, and Missouri Alliance Mutual in St. Genevieve in Perryville.
I could use some Pomodoro's in my life right about now.
Both teams coming out now.
Big final minute here.
Yeah, 57 seconds up on the clock in quarter number two. Cottrell with it before she crosses midcourt. Double team comes her way. Passes it. It's tipped in into the hands of Avery Norris for Central. Kimmy Wallen gets it now, and she's going to slow things down as she crosses midcourt. To Chloe Green on the far side. Now to Belfield. Bounce pass looking for Thurston down low. Thurston trying to post up. Kicks it out. Elbow jump shot is good for Belfield. 33 seconds remaining. Diaz with it. Spins. Double team comes her way. Now the half court is broken, but it's stolen away. Thurston with the steal. Long outlet pass to Norris. Norris off the glass. No good as the defense came up from behind. Cottrell gets it. She's pushing in transition. 17 seconds left on the clock. Straight away, three-pointer is up. That one is good. Straight up and straight down for Abby Booker. Her first points of the quarter. 7 seconds left. Belfield gets the inbound, crosses midcourt, 4 seconds, pulls up from downtown, too strong, no good. Offensive rebound, Thurston up, that one's no good.
Wow.
It was an aggressive second quarter from both sides, but especially from the Central Rebels. They put up a 20-point second quarter, and they come back to lead this one 25-22 heading into the break. We'll take a break as well. It was an exciting first half. We'll have halftime coverage for you when we return on the back end of this one. Once again, 25-22, Central Rebels leading the Steelville Cardinals. You're listening to the Class 3 District 3 Championship game on J98 The Boot.
The staff, students, and community of Cuba are proud of the Wildcats and their coaches. You've given countless hours of hard work and dedication. We're proud of the way that you represent the district and the community. Crawford County R2 School District sends the best of luck to all of the players in the 2017 District Basketball Tournament. This message brought to you by the Crawford County R2 School District in Cuba. Go Wildcats!
All Aboard Learning Center in Cuba is the only accredited facility in Crawford County offering care for children 6 weeks to 13 years of age. All Aboard Learning Center is open Monday through Friday from 6 until 6. Full or part-time care is available. To enroll your child in child care or preschool, call 677-2252. That number again, 677-2252, or log on to allaboardlearningcenter.org. That's All Aboard Learning Center. They make learning fun on Rutz Subdivision Road in Cuba.
The entire staff of the City of Steelville wishes to congratulate the Steelville Cardinals basketball team on a successful season. It takes an enormous amount of hard work and dedication to have a successful season. The City of Steelville is very proud of the school and all of the students. The city wishes the best of luck to the boys and girls on the Steelville Cardinals basketball team during the Class 3 District 3 basketball tournament. Go Cardinals!
LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main and Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
This is State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to present the State Farm Stats of the Game.
Taking a look at the stats of the game brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss. And Greg, the biggest one that stands out to me so far, a 20-point second quarter for the Central Rebels compared to only 5 in the first. All of those 5 were coming from Skylar Aminette. She also had no points in the second quarter. So all of the scoring, all 20 points, came from other players.
Yeah, and another big stat to talk about, turnovers. In that second quarter, Steelville turns the basketball over 8 times, 12 in the first half. Central, 7 turnovers at the half. Only one of those turnovers came in the second quarter. Only able to put up 3 shots in that first quarter. They really picked up the pace in the second, able to be a little bit more versatile. They were able to get out 3 quarters and press and kind of match what Steelville did in that opening frame. One thing that they have the advantage at is they're getting to the free throw line a lot more than the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's the biggest difference. Both teams are getting to the free throw line at points, but you know, Steelville hasn't executed when they are getting to the free throw line. Meanwhile, Central has been executing, especially as the quarter went on. Callie Thurston, she missed her first 2, but started to hit a couple as the game went on. 6:30 on the halftime clock. Once again, it's a 25-22 lead. The Central Rebels on top of the Steelville Cardinals. And you know, one of the big themes for this game, by the time we're done, Greg, it's going to be energy. Not just from the fans, but from the players as well. And I touched on it a little bit in the second quarter. I saw a lot more energy coming out of the Central Rebels versus the Steelville Cardinals from the moment the ball was inbounded at the start of the second quarter. It was stolen away, almost stolen away by Central. They wound up forcing the travel. And from there on out, they just went on a barrage scoring-wise.
Yeah, and, you know, we mentioned it in that second quarter. When you have Caitlin Holmes off of the floor for Central, it takes an inside dynamic away from the Rebels offensively and defensively. She's not the biggest player, but she has great fundamentals and knows how to get position on the glass, both on the offensive side and defensive side. She had picked up those 2 early fouls, sat down most of that first quarter, comes back in the second quarter, starts to show a little bit of emotion, and things follow for the rest of the team.
Yeah, things really followed for them, and they kept building off it, and their fans did too. Their fans were very quiet in the first quarter, with reason. They didn't put up a ton of shots to even get excited about. It was mostly Steelville not allowing them to get open looks and forcing steals, taking the ball away. And also, Steelville did a great job of setting up their half-court defense as well. They really didn't let Central get out and run in transition.
Now, both teams really shooting the ball quite well so far. For Central, shooting just a tick above 50% from the floor right now, 9 of 16 going into the locker room. Steelville shooting an astounding percentage right now at 10 of 15, but the free throws really making the difference for Central, able to get into the lane, drive, and the offensive rebounds. They only had 4 rebounds in that second quarter. All 4 were offensive boards.
Taking a look at some more of the sponsors that we have, we'd like to thank them, including First State Community Bank in DeSoto, Festus Hillsborough, Imperial in Washington, Fleeks Equipment in St. Genevieve and Leadington, Comtree and Festus, Brad Wooten Auto Body in Ironton, and State Farm agent Eric Schweiss in Farmington, who also sponsors our stats. 25-22 is the score here at halftime. The Central Rebels on top of the Steelville Cardinals. Steelville already out and taking some warm-up jumpers. We'll see what kind of second half they come out with. We'll take a break and continue with more. You're listening to J98's coverage of the Class 3 District 3 Championship game.
It's the unauthorized Articat factory sales event, only at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. Unauthorized because the only permission I needed was for me to blow out these new non-current Articats at the most ridiculous low prices ever. How about a new Wildcat Trail side-by-side that was $11,500, now only $8,000? Or a new Articat 700 XT full-featured utility sport ATV, was $10,500, now only $5,800. But wait, there's lots more unauthorized deals, like the Articat 1000 XT with more power than you can imagine. Was $11,500, now only $6,700. And hunters, listen up. Hit the woods in the new Articat 700 Limited camo model with power steering, bumpers, aluminum wheels, and a winch. Was $11,500, now only $6,200. No one, I mean no one, can touch these deals. This is Tim Serdike at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail, Highway 67 south of Festus, next to the Harley store. For complete details, go to tserdikestt.com and like us on Facebook.
Prices do not include sales tax, destination dealer prep, freight, administration, or licensing fees. See store for details.
This is Lance Secrets at Lead Belt Stove and Fireplace. Winter is here, but it's not too late to add a high-efficiency heat source to your home. In Missouri, our heat runs for 4 to 5 months each year, so there is tremendous opportunity for savings on your utilities. We offer many efficient options in direct vent gas, vent-free gas, and wood-burning stoves or fireplaces. We'll find the right unit to suit your family's needs and save you money. Stop by our showroom at 1313 North St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, or visit us online to request a free quote anytime at leadbeltstove.com.
Here on J98, the Boot fans still filing into the gym here as it is already packed. Steelville, they had a long way to travel. Keep in mind, game two of our doubleheader, the boys' championship. It'll feature the Central Rebels, so most of their fans are already here for this game against the host team, the West County Bulldogs. So it's already crowded enough as is. I imagine it'll only get even more crowded as game two gets underway. But for now, we're still in the middle of game one, about 2 minutes left on the clock at halftime. Steelville Cardinals trailing the Central Rebels 25-22. That second quarter, it was a 20-9 second quarter run for the Central Rebels over the Steelville Cardinals, and energy was the biggest difference. Both teams making their way back to their respective benches, so I imagine we'll be ready to go in a bit. It'll be interesting to see the energy both teams come out with. Certainly, Steelville, you know, we talked about the energy that Central came out with in the second quarter. That's not to knock Steelville. They certainly were very lively and very active by their own right, but just the biggest difference night and day in the first quarter for the Central Rebels versus the second quarter. Steelville, will be interesting to see what adjustments they go with as well. The officials calling this one very close. A lot of ticky-tack fouls being called in both directions. Although one non-ticky-tack foul was not called that we do need to touch on again. Caitlin Holmes did throw a punch that it didn't connect. It was a bit of a frustration as she got bumped out of bounds. That bump was not called, but neither was the punch that was thrown by Caitlin Holmes. Central breaks their huddle. They're ready to go at their regular starting five. It's Seton, Holmes, Thurston, Aminet, and Belfield. Central still huddled up. Steelville still huddled up. And they break with their regular starting five. Cottrell, Schneider, Carey, Booker, and Diaz. Steelville will start with the basketball here as the gym is making a lot of noise already. The inbounds. Cottrell double team before it even gets to her. They're looking to give it to her, and they finally do in the backcourt. She's working against Belfield. Spins as double team comes her way. Kicks it to Diaz. Diaz drives through. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up. No good. Foul drawn. Two free throws coming here. Free throws will be taken by Mackenzie Carey. Carey dribbling with her right hand. Free throw is up. high arcing, and that one is good. That is the first made free throw of the game for the Steelville Cardinals. That cuts the lead to two. Second free throw coming momentarily. 7:51 on the clock. Free throw is up, and that one rims in for Carey. She goes 2 for 2. Inbounds goes to Aminette, who loses it. Just lost control of the dribble, wasn't tipped or anything. That's out of bounds. Steelville will get possession. Inbound coming about 7 feet to the left of midcourt. Steelville here in the second half, they're shooting on the basket to the right. The inbounds goes to Booker, hand off to Schneider, now back to Booker, working against Belfield. Belfield breaks midcourt, double team starts to come from behind, she gets it to Schneider. Schneider loops around the defender from the far side corner, now to the near side, that's Booker with it. Booker to the far side, Schneider spins around, loses it, almost out of bounds, gets it to Cottrell. Cottrell now to the elbow, that's Carey with it, dribbles once, kicks it into the corner, that's stolen away by Caitlin Holmes. Holmes will push in transition, she's lethal on the move. She puts up the shot through traffic, no good, but draws the foul.
And Central, much like the transition from the first to the second quarter, Sean, picking up where they left off.
It's a one-point game, 25-24, 7:15 on the clock. Holmes will get a pair of free throws here. First one is up, and that one is good.
And that's something that's going to be big for Central down the stretch, is hitting free throws. They've had the ability to get to the line. They make them. Going to make it very difficult for Steelville.
Second free throw up and in. Kimmy Wallen will check into the lineup for the Central Rebels. And Bree Seaton will check out. Josh Mapes barking out orders from the sideline. Schneider to inbound. Gets it to Cottrell. Almost taken away from her. She's able to drive through, but no. Gets called for a carry before doing so. She had room in front of her to break midcourt. Just couldn't hold on to the basketball legally.
You're seeing the difficulty of working through that Rebel defense.
The inbounds goes to Belfield, who slowly takes it across midcourt, facing the 1-3-1 defense of Steelville. Green to Bree Seaton, who checks back into the lineup. Now the near side, Belfield with it to Thurston from the near side corner to the far side, inside the arc. Seaton puts up the shot. It rolls off the rim, no good. Tipped around, still loose. Thurston with it, puts it up, and gets the friendly roll for two.
And offensive rebounds for Central coming at crucial times.
Cottrell gets it to Snyder, who breaks midcourt. Now back to Cottrell, and it's stolen away by Caitlin Holmes. Rips it right out of her hands, all alone in transition for the easy two.
And they're seeing the impact of Caitlin Holmes on the floor. She does everything, and she does everything very well.
She came in out of nowhere. That was a lob and a high one to Cottrell. And Holmes is able to come in. It was actually in the hands of Cottrell at that time, and Holmes just ripped it out cleanly.
Starting to see Central on the defensive side really push the pace. We'll see what kind of adjustments Steelville can make.
There was a foul away from the ball on the inbound against Thurston. The lob inbound, looking to get it to Cottrell, and it's loose on the floor. Chloe Green jumps on it. A jump ball is forced. Possession arrow favoring Central.
And now that defense is really starting to push the pace for Central. And if there's any time that you know the Rebels can break away is when the defense starts to flow.
Yeah, this team, they live and die by that full court trap and full court press they run. They mix it up quite a bit, but they're going to give you some headaches with their full court defense, no matter what it is. Bass down low into the paint. Schneider gets bumped trying to steal it away. A jump ball is forced, so it'll go in Steelville's favor. But Steelville wanted a foul there as Schneider, who is smaller than Caitlin Holmes, got bumped to the court. You could argue that Caitlin Holmes was going for the ball, but that's one that usually would get called. Schneider to inbound. See if they can break midcourt this time. Gets it to Cottrell. Double team comes her way. She crosses over and is able to outlet it to Diaz. Diaz takes it into the post and kicks it out to Emma Schneider. Schneider to Cottrell. 6:06 on the clock. Cottrell dribbling around the defense. Is able to get free to the opposite side. Baseline jump shot too strong, and a foul goes against Steelville. Going to be an offensive foul. I believe it's over the back.
Schneider is struggling offensively. In the semifinal, only one shot from the free throw line. She missed it. Other than that, scoreless. If they can get her just involved in the offense, have a little bit of production, it'll go a long way.
Holmes checks out. Kimmy Wallen checks in. Full court trap being shown here by Steelville. That's what they're running. Thurston on the far side with it. Got to get across. She does. Loses it. It's tipped, but right into the hands of Belfield. Belfield dribbling through. Pulls up from the paint. That one is no good. A little too strong. Thurston with the rebound. Throws it against the defense. It goes out of bounds off of her. Great heads-up play by Thurston down low.
It's the small things right now that are really allowing the Rebels to stretch this lead up to 7 now. Getting into the passing lanes, not making anything easy, forcing Steelville to think too much.
Holmes checks in, Wallen checks out. Green gets the inbound outside in three-point range. Now to Holmes. Pass down low. It is loose on the floor. Green with it. She's able to lob it out to Seton. Seton from downtown is short. Air balls. And it's almost kept alive as Holmes goes crashing onto the what would be the stage here in the gym. But it's going to be out of bounds nonetheless. What an aggressive play by Holmes.
No shock, though, right?
I mean, no.
An aggressive play by Holmes?
Yeah, especially for a loose ball. 31-24 the score with 5:30 on the clock. Cottrell crosses midcourt with it, being hounded by Kimmy Holmes. Now Schneider with it, starts the drive, and now she's going to back out and reset. Schneider kicks it to the far side. Diaz with it. Bounce pass up top. Cottrell with it. Spins against the defender, Kimmy Wallen. Puts up the floater. That one is no good. Too strong. Rebound is pulled down by Central, and a foul drawn. Thurston drawing the foul after getting the board. Excuse me, that's Belfield drawing the foul. And that is going to be 4 fouls against Emma Schneider. So this struggle on the night continues for Schneider. She is 1 foul away from fouling out of this game.
Yeah, and then you take the foul consideration in for Cottrell. She just picked up her 3rd.
So the 2 best players arguably for Steelville in foul trouble. Turnover. Steelville with it in transition. Cottrell leads it in off the glass.
She is just a fun player to watch.
If she can stay in the game, as we were talking before about the foul trouble that she's in. Seton with it in the corner. Double team is giving her a little bit of space. She lobs it to the near side wing. That's Belfield. Back to the far side. Green trying to keep it alive. Goes crashing into the bench, but it is out of bounds nonetheless.
Back-to-back turnovers. A little bit sloppy offensively. Coach Mapes letting his team know about it. Not happy with the execution.
The inbound goes to Booker. Abby Booker picks up her dribble inside her own paint. Now gets it to Diaz. Diaz on the far side spins against her defender. Is able to break the half-court press. Pulls up inside the elbow. That one rims out. No good. Halfway down. Second shot opportunity up. That one's no good as well. And a foul on the floor. Who are they going to get? I think they're going to tag Bree Seton with this foul. She was on the court.
That's a tough foul to call and pin on someone in that kind of traffic with bodies everywhere.
Central in a little bit of foul trouble themselves individually. Bree Seton, that's her 3rd. She stays in the game. The inbounds comes to Cottrell in the near side corner. She pulls up from downtown. That one is short, no good. Kimmy Wallen, the rebound right in front of her. Cottrell's able to rip it away, though, and lay it in off the glass.
Unreal effort from Hannah Cottrell. She wants this W here tonight, and she is willing her team back into it.
It is a 3-point game, a timeout taken by Central, a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. 31-28 is the score. Central is still on top, but Steelville, with the noise that their fans make, you wouldn't think that. I'd like to take a second to thank a couple of our sponsors, Bloomsdale Bank in Crystal City and Herculaneum, YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, New Era Bank in Farmington, Lucas Smith in Festus, Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, the UPS Store in Festus, and Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. Sean Malone alongside Greg Armbruster on KTJJ Farmington with Evan Thurman back in the studio.
We're a bunch of thieves tonight. Getting paid to do this?
Yeah.
To do this in this environment? Thank you, sponsor.
And we're not even halfway done with our night. We got another exciting game coming up next. On the far side, Kimmy Wallen able to barely keep it alive, falling out of bounds. Gets it to Seton. Central in their half court. Belfield with it. Picks up her dribble. Now lobs it, but not before she travels. Dragged her pivot foot there. Trying to find an open passing lane to get it back to Bree Seton.
Just when you think one team's going to build a lead and start to pull away, there's an answer.
It's been a game of runs thus far. Cottrell breaks midcourt. Double team coming her way. Looking for someone to pass it to. Her pass is tipped, almost stolen away, but it's in the hands of Bear. Now on the near side. That's a deep 2. Foot on the line, no good. Tipped around, still loose on the floor. Kimmy Wallen dives in. They're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow favoring Central. A good summary of the aggressiveness that we've seen from the second quarter on, or at least in this quarter. That's the 3rd jump ball this quarter we've seen, Greg. But We're barely halfway through the quarter.
Yeah, we've seen quite a few held balls through the contest leading up to, like you said, still over 10 minutes of actual game time left.
3:30 on the clock here in quarter number three. 31-28 is the score, Central leading. Belfield with it, taking it to the point. Now gets it to Seton. Seton loops around, takes it to the near side wing. Now to Thurston. Thurston to the far side. Elbow jump shot is up. That one's a little too strong, no good. Holmes rips away the offensive rebound and lays it in from underneath her own basket.
She did not have position, was able to get her hands on that. Actually had to rip it from behind her head away from the defender.
Cottrell, pass down low, high, bank shot is up and in for Alexis Diaz for two.
Diaz using the glass to give herself a little bit more room to get the shot off.
Pass on the far side, Kimmy Wallen with it, looking to give it down low to Holmes. Holmes tries to pass it back door, it is tipped, Cottrell gets it though. Now she's going to push in transition, get picked from behind and gets called for the foul. Is Thurston, Central not happy with that call. Hitting the deck hard was Cottrell, but I thought the pick was clean.
Here is the difference between a good call on a foul and a bad call on the foul. It's a good call if it's not on your team. It's a bad call if it's on your team.
That seems to be the case all night long so far. Cottrell gets the inbound, working against Green, lobs it to Diaz across midcourt. Cottrell with it, driving through, kick into the corner on the near side. Booker with it. Booker takes it to the point, pulls up from inside the arc, no good. Rebound is loose, pulled in by Bree Seton. Seton now pushing in transition. Seton puts her back to the basket in the high post, kicks it out. Three ball coming from Thurston, a little too strong, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor. Holmes dives for it, but it's picked up by Diaz. Cottrell pushing in transition. She takes it up left-handed, no good. Offensive rebound goes to Cottrell and a travel. Steelville is not happy with that call at all. It looked like Cottrell came down on someone for Central who was down on the court, didn't quite see who.
It didn't look like she had actually taken enough steps to travel. It looked like one step, second step on a person. The third step was her hitting the floor.
Aminette checks back into the lineup. She takes it across midcourt. So Holmes on the far side. Holmes about 10 feet off the arc. Now Aminette on the near side wing. Lob to the far side corner. Miscommunication. And that's an easy turnover. Holmes and Aminette exchanging a few words.
You don't see that very often. They're starting to see the Central teammates get onto each other.
It didn't seem like they were so much angry at each other so much as the miscommunication between the two of them. There is a little bit of a difference there. You know, it's more of just barking instructions at each other of what they were thinking as opposed to them having, I guess, sour relationships with each other for the moment. Cottrell picks up her dribble in the backcourt, gets double teamed, and a foul as the ball is passed to Diaz. Fouled by Thurston.
The momentum, you can start to feel it, shifting back to Steelville. It's tipping. It hasn't shifted yet.
Steelville has yet to take the lead in the second half, but they've kept it close. It's a 33-30 game. They're trailing by three right now. The inbounds to Diaz. That foul went against Thurston. That is her third. Ball stolen away. Kimmy Wallen gets it underneath the basket, tries the extra pass, gets tipped around back into her hands, and she draws the foul.
I thought we were going to see another tie-up with all the hands on the basketball inside.
That seemed to be the case, and they're going to call that a shooting foul, too. That is an interesting call. I didn't think Wallen got a shot up there.
It's an atrocity. It's just what it is. Let's be pragmatic.
Free throw is up, and that one is good for Kimmy Wallen. That's her first points of the game. Second free throw coming here. 34-30 is the score. Wallen looking to build on it. Second free throw strong. Holmes gets the offensive rebound. Second shot opportunity up. No good off the back iron. And a jump ball forced by Central.
Wow.
Possession arrow favors Steelville. But you know what? Now the possession arrow favors them. That is the fourth jump ball we've seen in this quarter so far.
You see Allie Holmes put up two shots, get an offensive rebound, and force a held ball in 7 seconds.
Spin. Cottrell breaks midcourt with it to the near side. Booker, and that one is stolen away by who what? Caitlin Holmes in transition. Off the glass, rims out, no good. Cottrell gets the rebound. Lobs it to Booker. Booker takes it across midcourt. Lobs it into the paint all alone underneath. One dribble to get underneath the basket and lay it in underneath.
One possession game. Staying.
That is Allie Gibbs who found herself all alone underneath the basket. 34-32 is the score. Holmes is going to take it out to the point and set something up here. calling out Belfield and now gets it to her. Belfield has it on the near side wing, closer to midcourt than she is to the arc. 45 seconds remaining. It looks like they have no problem burning some time here. Now to the far side, Thurston with it to Green on the wing. Now on the near side wing, that's Belfield. 35 seconds on the clock. Crossing over, driving through, kick out to Green. Green taking it baseline, pulls up at the baseline, jump shot short, no good. Holmes gets it. Second shot opportunity up, that one's no good as well. And another jump ball forced by Central. Possession arrow favoring them.
Caitlin Holmes is just playing above and beyond tonight in every aspect of the game. If she gets into foul trouble, Steelville could really, really make a run. Holmes has just been fantastic.
Especially with the loose balls and the offensive rebounds. The inbounds underneath to Caitlin Holmes. She puts it up through traffic. No good, but draws the foul.
Just keep feeding the rock to Caitlin Holmes inside. I mean, it's unbelievable. The size advantage goes to Steelville. The numbers inside to Steelville. Somehow she still gets it done.
That is going to be the second foul against Faith Blair. The first free throw up and in for Holmes. Second free throw coming here. 22.4 seconds on the clock. Nothing but cotton for Caitlin Holmes.
Big time free throws. Extends it back to a two possession game.
36-32 the score. Inbound coming underneath. Central, for the first time probably all season, is going to back off.
Trying to not let the Cardinals have that two for one.
Yeah, and an offensive foul. Cottrell gets called for the offensive foul. I believe they might have gotten her with a push-off against Chloe Green.
As she drove in with that offhand, she had the just tucked her shoulder and went right to the chest of Green. She just stood her ground, did exactly what you wanted to see.
That call actually goes against Allie Gibbs. I thought they tagged Cottrell with maybe a little bit of a chicken wing push-off there. But instead it goes to Gibbs. That's her fourth. Aminette checks back in, hands it off to Bree Seaton. 8 seconds left on the clock. In the near side corner, down low, Caitlin Holmes, one dribble through traffic, no good, draws the foul again.
And that has to go against Cottrell. She was the only one there, and that will be four.
And that is four against her. Schneider, Cottrell, and Gibbs each with four fouls. The free throw is up for Holmes. That one rims in for her.
She had a little body language to help that one fall. She leaned as it came out of her hand.
37-32 the score. A couple of subs checking in for Central with 3.6 seconds remaining. I think they're just using this to put some of their starters, give them a chance to sit down and get a little bit of extra rest before the end of the quarter. Second free throw is up. That one is good for Caitlin Holmes. 6 for 6 from the charity stripe. All of them coming in this quarter.
Protecting his players in foul trouble as well.
38-32 the score. One of those players checking in for the first time all game is Allie Nelson. Full court press being run here. The inbounds. It goes to Diaz. Diaz gets the shot up. Was it in time? Doesn't matter as it's long, hits off the back iron and goes out. So the score through three quarters of play, 38-32. It is the Central Rebels on top of the Steelville Cardinals. The crown for the Class 3 District 3 Championship is on the line in this back-and-forth affair. Can Steelville come back in this one? Will Central hang on? You got to stay to find out. You're listening to J98's coverage of the Class 3 District 3 Championship game.
You love your pet, and your pet loves you. A precious pet is just an extension of your family, right? Give your pet the dignity that they deserve when the time comes. Heartland Memorial Service in Park Hills offers memorial services for your pet, with cremations, burials, urns, monuments, and viewing rooms for memorials. They will even pick up your pet and take care of the arrangements for you. Heartland Memorial Service, Highway 8 in Park Hills, 573-431-2328.
KTJJ Farmington, Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
Back here on J98, the Boots, Sean Malone alongside Greg Armbruster, Everton Thurman back in the studio. A big second quarter for the Central Rebels and a tough third quarter battle with Steelville. Has Central on top so far, 38-32. Schneider checks back into the lineup for the first time since about the midway point of the third quarter, gets the inbound, and now Cottrell with it. Those are two players with four fouls apiece for Steelville. They got to be careful. Pass to Diaz, kick out. Now on the near side, Booker with it. in the corner. Cottrell driving baseline. Pulls up, kicks it to the elbow. Booker with the shot. That one is banked in. Excuse me, that's Alexis Diaz for two.
A different outside shooter for Steelville going down the stretch. That could prove invaluable.
Seaton down low. Holmes spins over her right shoulder, lays it up and in for Caitlin Holmes.
And Holmes is going to feast inside with Cottrell with those four fouls, and Cottrell knows it.
Schneider crosses midcourt, gets her legs crossed up with Aminette. They both hit the deck. The ball is now in the hands of Central, and putting up the shot and drawing the foul again is Caitlin Holmes.
That's unfortunate. I thought they were going to get a foul call for Steelville as they crossed the midline and she hit the deck. It was the same situation that happened right in front of Coach Collins, but it was the other way around in that first half.
Yeah, I'm surprised with the no call there. Aminette did not intend to make it clear to foul Emma Schneider on the far side, but that's enough to call the foul. First free throw is up and in for Caitlin Holmes. She's now 7-for-7 from the charity stripe. Second free throw coming here. Lead is now extended to 41-34. Make that 42-34. Holmes good again from the free throw line.
She really is right now the difference on the scoreboard.
From the second quarter on, that's the biggest difference. She has stepped up her play. Did not score a single point in the second quarter. She's got 20 on the game now. Gottschall picks up her dribble. A lot of the Central fans want to travel. No call. Lob to the far side. Schneider with it. Takes it across midcourt. Pass down low. Extra pass to the outside. Gottschall thinks about a three. Decides against it. Working against Kimmy Wall. Now pulls up. That one is short. No good. Thurston with the rebound. Takes it across midcourt. Looking to hand it off. Decides against it. Now hands it off to Aminette on the near side wing. Belfield with it on the far side, and that's an offensive foul. Easy call as Belfield used her arm to extend and get space, trying to dribble around Cottrell.
6:41 to go. Everything will be magnified down the stretch for Central. A little bit more of a margin for error clearly on the scoreboard and in the foul situation as well.
Cottrell takes it across midcourt, working against Kimmy Wallen, who's been coming off the bench and hounding her all game so far. On the far side, Booker from downtown. Buckets for Booker.
Big time. Now the three balls starting to fall for the Cardinals. Central has to just stay efficient.
5-point game, 42-37 on the far side, but no, a timeout taken by head coach of the Central Rebels, Josh Mapes. A full timeout, so we'll take a break with them. The score, 42-37 with 6:20 on the clock. Central Rebels leading the Steelville Cardinals in the Class 3 District 3 Championship game. You're listening to High School Basketball on J98 The Boot.
For unique party sandwiches, pasta, and salad trays, go to Pomodoro's on Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. They can make you the perfect sandwich for any occasion, whether it's a family or friend get-together, a holiday party, or a sporting event. You can dine in or carry out. They specialize in quick carry-out service. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sundays, 11 to 7. For your perfect sandwich, stop by Pomodoro's in Arnold or visit them on the web at pomodorosjeffco.com.
Central breaks their huddle. Steelville still huddled up here. This has been a heavyweight matchup between two very tough teams, and you can just feel how excited the crowd is.
And just looking at some of the numbers over the break there, Sean, you're starting to see the experience of Central show up in the stat categories. They made one shot in the third quarter and built a lead at the free throw line.
Aminette with the inbound to Belfield on the far side. Now Seaton with it back to Belfield about 5 feet off the arc. Hands it off to Seaton. Seaton has it at the point. Now to Aminette. Aminette gives it to Holmes, tipped back to Aminette, crossing over right to left. Now takes it to the point. It looks like a man-to-man defense is being run here by Steelville. Holmes takes advantage of it, drives and lays in the right-handed floater baseline.
Holmes says man-to-man, zone, box and one. All right, do the same exact thing.
Don't matter. She's just going to score and get to the rim. Schneider passes tipped, still tipped into the backcourt, and now Belfield with it. Hop step, shot is up, and gets the friendly roll for two.
Well, 5:35 to go in the fourth. Already more made shots from the floor for Central in the fourth than they had in all of the third.
Belfield gets tagged with the foul. That is going to be seven, against the Central Rebels. So 1-1 coming here for Hannah Cottrell.
And this is a Steelville team that did not shoot it well from the free throw line in the semifinal round. Cottrell did go 5-for-5, so if anybody's going to be there for the Cardinals that you want to see there, It's Hannah.
That is the third foul against Carissa Belfield. Free throw is up and in. So a second one will be awarded to Cottrell.
Cardinals.
47-38 the score.
Cardinals can ill afford misses at the line down the stretch.
Can't afford to miss anything at this point. Second free throw up and in. They have had a good game from the charity stripe percentage-wise. They're now sitting 4 of 5. The problem is they've only attempted 5. Aminette to Belfield. Man-to-man defense is being run by Steelville. Baseline drive by Thurston. Pass to Holmes. Double team down low and puts up the shot in. Wow, they called that a defensive foul. Holmes lowered her shoulder into her defender. The defender flopped. Looks like trying to draw the foul. And is that against Hannah Cottrell? That is against her, so that'll be 5 fouls. Steelville arguing here. I have that as 5 fouls against her.
I think they're trying to argue that it was actually 14 that committed the foul. We'll see if they change it.
Cottrell staying out there. First free throw up and no good for Holmes. They do change it. That foul does go against Mackenzie Carey, but that is now 4 on her.
Yeah, now the Central faithful aren't too happy about it.
Free throw up and both missed, but an offensive rebound tipped out of bounds off of Steelville. It was grabbed by Thurston down low.
Both fans have a legit gripe on either side. It's hard to tell either that you're wrong.
46-39 is the score. Thurston to inbound. To Holmes, down low, one dribble, fakes right, shoots it left, rims out, no good. Holmes tries to draw the offensive foul, no call, she got pushed to the ground. On the far side, Schneider with it. Schneider, extra pass down low, that one is laid in off the glass by Mackenzie Carey for 2. Aminette crossing midcourt, it is loud here at West County High School, blocking foul, called,
wow.
And 1.
Wow.
Who'd they draw that foul against? And that is going to be 5 fouls against Mackenzie Carey, so she is fouled out of the game.
That was back-to-back bang-bang plays that could have been called either way. Both calls go in favor of the Rebels, and it's a big detriment now for Steelville. You lose Carey. Cottrell has to play with the utmost care just to not pick up that 5th, and the same for Schneider.
And the question is, who do you put in? Allie Gibbs is one of the first players off the bench. She's not the one that checks in, but she's also sitting with 4 fouls herself. They decide to put in Faith Bear. It's a 7-point game. Mackenzie Carey is a senior, so if her teammates can't pick up the slack, that is it for her high school career for Steelville. Free throw rims out, offensive rebound, Caitlin Holmes up and in, and the foul! Caitlin Holmes coming up clutch!
You just can't give her any space. She doesn't need a whole lot to work. She is just too good.
The foul goes against Alexis Diaz. That is only her 2nd, so she's one of the few key players for Steelville that is not in foul trouble at this time. Big thing to note that now puts Central in the double bonus. Free throw is up on the end one, and that one is drained for Caitlin Holmes. The inbound coming underneath the basket. Cottrell gets it, working against Kimmy Wallen. Kimmy Wallen sticking with her to the far side. Schneider dribbles once and now back to Cottrell, who crosses midcourt finally. Almost 10 seconds there. Schneider, one dribble pull-up, way short off the rim, no good. Holmes with the rebound. Holmes to Aminette, who takes it across midcourt on the far side. Aminette crossing over, driving through, kick to the near side. Green, and that one is stolen away right into the hands of Diaz. Diaz takes it across midcourt, now gets it to Cottrell. Thinks about pulling up, drives through, gets tripped up, no call. Now on the near side, 3-ball put up from Booker. That one is off the rim, no good. Aminette tracks down the rebound, using her momentum to take it in transition. Aminette takes it into the corner on the far side, and now she's going to take it to the outside and set up a play in the half court. Being defended by Schneider. Thurston with it. Baseline jump shot, and she's got a lot of room. Rims out, no good. It was halfway down, and a foul, I believe, is going to go against Central. It is. It'll be against Caitlin Holmes. That'll be 8 fouls against the Central Rebels. So a 1-1 coming up here for Steelville with Cottrell coming to the free throw line.
That foul on Holmes is her 3rd. She picked up 2 in the first 4 minutes of this game. That is unbelievable.
Especially with how aggressive she's played on defense and on the backboards. Free throw is up. It hits off back iron. No good. Kimmy Wallen with the rebound. Hands it off to Caitlin Holmes. 4 minutes remaining in the Class 3 District 3 Championship game. It's a 10-point lead for the Central Rebels. Thurston on the far side with it. Now Holmes in the corner on the far side. Looking to give it to Kimmy Wallen. She's not open. Sets a screen for Aminette. Aminette gets it, working against Schneider. Driving through. Aminette up and under, lays it in. A pretty move by Aminette for two.
Starting to diversify.
Cottrell with it. Now to the far side. Schneider. Now to Cottrell. Now back to Schneider on the far side. Her shot has not been falling for her this evening. Booker with it. Now to Cottrell. Driving through. Puts up the righty shot off the backboard. No good. And Holmes gets the rebound. 12-point lead with 3:10 remaining. Central's been pulling away here. Aminette. Now to Thurston. Thurston driving through with the right hand. Kicks it to Chloe Green in the corner. Bounce pass to Holmes, who has it on the outside. Holding the ball in one hand behind her back. Now Kimmy Wallen with it. 53-41 the score with 2:45. Central not in any rush to get a shot off here. Aminette with it. Crossing over and spinning on her defender. Now looks to hand it off to Kimmy Wallen. That one is stolen away. Booker with it in transition. Waller, what a play. Pokes it away from behind and out of bounds. It'll remain Steelville ball, but that is just an aggressive play by Wallen. Just an absolute effort play by Wallen to come in from behind and steal that, almost steal that one away.
And as both ladies, Wallen and Chloe Green, check out, that's what their job is. They know their role, and they take so much pride on locking down on the defensive end, that chase down to poke that away from what would have been an easy clear path basket. Those two really get after it on the defensive end.
2:34 on the clock. It's a 53-41 lead. Timeout taken by head coach of the Cardinals, Seth Collins. We'll take a break with them. You're listening to J98's coverage of the Class 3 District 3 Championship game.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
.53-41 the score. The Central Rebels pulling away here in quarter number four. Rebels, they're going for their fourth district championship in a row. They've won the past three, dating all the way back to 2014. They were in class four at that time. The inbounds to Cottrell, who has it at the point. Now to the far side, Booker. Pass down low, post up, shot high off the glass, and in, and the foul.
Not too many and one opportunities so far in the game for Steelville. They could use them.
Faith Bear with the two and the contact. See if she can take advantage here. And that is now four fouls against Bree Seaton. So Central, they're in a little bit of foul trouble themselves. They have to be careful. Still plenty of time left in this one. Free throw up and in for Faith Bear. Aminette takes it across midcourt through traffic. Triple team around her. Being defended by Schneider tightly. Now gives it to Belfield. Belfield spinning with her back against the defender. 5 seconds called against her.
Don't see that too often.
No, head coach Josh Mabes not happy with Belfield there. The inbounds coming on the far side just before midcourt. It goes to Cottrell. Cottrell being double teamed. Holmes, one of the players on her. She loops it all the way around to the near side corner. Tries to take it baseline. Bounce pass stolen away by Bree Seaton. Seaton, hesitation, takes it across midcourt, hesitates again, and draws the foul. That foul will go against Alexis Diaz. That's 10 fouls, so it'll be a pair of free throws coming up here.
At any given moment, if a player with the ball travels 20-plus feet, they're probably getting fouled.
That is the third foul. The first free throw is no good against Alexis Diaz. Second one is up, and that one is good. So Seaton splits a pair. Whistle blown as some substitutions check in. Seaton will check out. Chloe Green will return to the lineup for the Central Rebels.
Steelville has to pick up the pace. Under 2 minutes to go, down by 10.
Central not using their full court trap anymore. Floater is up. It rims out for Cottrell. It was halfway down. No good, but she draws the foul with the offensive board.
Very lucky to not get called for the offensive foul in the initial drive. Camped out in the lane, ready to take that charge, was Callie Thurston. It was close.
Pair of free throws coming here for Hannah Cottrell. She has yet to make a field goal in this quarter. All of her points have come at the charity stripe, but that's only been two of them. Her team is down 10. You got to make these here if you want to stay alive, keep your season alive. The Class 3 District 3 championship game is on the line.
Now the boys' team's already spilling out of the locker room to see how this ends.
Free throw up, back iron, no good for Hannah Cottrell. That foul goes against Carissa Belfield. That is her fourth. Bree Seaton checks back in. Green will check out. And that is 10 fouls against the Central Rebels. Free throw is up, and that one is in. So Cottrell splits the pair. Makes it a 9-point game.
Well, she's going to come out. I want to see offense for defense swaps for her probably the rest of the way.
It could be a time where you may need to start intentionally fouling. The question is, who do you have left that can foul? Ball is almost stolen away. No foul called. Aminette. And a whistle blown. Timeout taken by Josh Mapes of the Central Rebels. A good timeout there. Aminette collided with Emma Schneider in the backcourt. No foul called, though. That very easily could have been Schneider's fifth foul, especially with the way this game has been called, Greg.
That could have gone offense or defense the way it's been called. It's hard to tell.
Make sure you stay tuned for game two of our doubleheader. We'll have the boys' Class 3 District 3 championship game with the number one seeded Central Rebels facing off with the host team and number two seed West County Bulldogs.
That one is going to get loud, 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 that's for sure. That's a rematch, the third time they have played this season, the third time they've met in this district championship in the past 3 years.
We're already seeing some purple up in the rafters. I can't really say the stands because there's no seating room available in the stands. There hasn't been since tip-off.
Before long, you're going to need a rope and a carabiner to watch these games.
I mean, they may need to expand on this gym a little bit. Add a second level, a mezzanine.
Yeah, say add to the opulence. Too many people here right now. I'm sure they're loving that. Too many people.
You hope that the fire marshal doesn't stop by with a game like this.
Well, let's hope he's not listening.
Thurston to Aminette. And Aminette immediately gets fouled by Alexis Diaz.
That's what you expected.
And so that will send Aminette to the free throw line with two.
Some success at the stripe for Central really could put this out of reach.
First free throw is up by Aminette, and that one is good. But even success at the free throw line, whether or not they have it, how long can the intentional fouling keep up for Steelville?
Not very long. Cottrell, 4. Schneider, 4. Diaz, 4.
Allie Gibbs off the bench. She has 4 as well. Second free throw, no good. Tipped around. Cottrell with the board. Pushing in transition now. Got to make things happen in a hurry. A buck 32 on the clock. Into the near side wing. 3 ball up. No good. With the rebound is Belfield. To Holmes. Long outlet to Thurston. Down low. Puts it up underneath the basket. No good. Draws the foul. And I believe that Schneider. She's got her palms up, arms out wide. She's not happy with the call, shrugging her shoulders, but that's a pretty easy call on the foul there. There was a lot of contact underneath the basket. That does go against Schneider. That'll be 5 against her.
You always hear that debate in championship games or high-profile games. Let them play. And then you hear the response to that is, well, if it's a foul, you should call a foul. It's interesting to see how the game flows and the dynamic that you end up finding towards the end of a contest like this.
I believe you let them play to an extent. Because
right.
You could say let them play, but in situations where you're getting obviously hacked, you have to call the foul. Schneider checks out with all the fouls, and checking in is Allie Gibbs, who, again, keep in mind, is sitting with 4 fouls herself. Free throw up and in for Thurston.
I think in the foul situation, I'm from the camp, if it's a foul, call it a foul.
That's it. That's basically what I guess I'm trying to say as well. If it's a foul, call it a foul, but none of the ticky-tack fouls. We saw a lot of that early on in this game. It was called both ways, though. Pass down low from Cottrell is stolen away. No, it's a jump ball. And, of course, the possession arrow favors Central. Yeah, we don't have the stats on this, Greg, but I would love to go back and watch this game again and count how many times it was Central that forced the jump ball situation. Because it seems like more often than not, it's them forcing the issue.
Oh, yeah, they've really, really turned it on. Won the majority of the 50-50 balls.
Thurston with it, working against Gottrell, now to Holmes. Holmes being matched up against by Faith Bear, and Bear fouls intentionally. She has some fouls to give. They'll still send Holmes to the free throw line with 1:02 on the clock and a pair of free throws here.
And ice water just pumping through her veins so far tonight.
Especially after the first quarter. Free throw up and in.
The brighter the lights, the better she is. I didn't think she could play any better than she did in the semifinals, and she is tonight.
Free throw up, rims out, no good on the second one. 58-45, the score, Central on top. Aminette tries to poke that one away, draws the foul, or drawing the foul is Cottrell.
A little stare down between the official and Aminette. Aminette responded to the foul. The official walks away and kept eye on her all the way to the other side of the floor.
I believe at this point in the game, the officials are used to getting a little bit of side eye from all the players on the court here. A lot of frustration with the calls, no matter which way it went. Free throw, no good for Cottrell.
Like we broke down fouls earlier. Good fouls on the other team, bad fouls on your team.
Second free throw is up, and that one rims out, no good. It was halfway down. It's been that kind of game from beyond the first quarter for Steelville. Holmes with it, looking to hand it off. Does to Aminette, who crosses over, takes it into the half court. Now on the far side wing with it, 45 seconds remaining. Now to Bree Seaton. Seaton calling out a play just to get some movement. Now gives it to Aminette. Aminette being defended tightly by Allie Gibbs. Tries to drive around her, and Allie Gibbs commits foul number 5. She's out of this game.
You know that. Looks like the season for Steelville will come to a close tonight. So Mackenzie Carey and Alexis Diaz playing in their final contest tonight. A big bright spot for these Cardinals. Just the two seniors will be lost to graduation. The rest of this team will come back, and getting experience like this in a game with so much of a big atmosphere around it, so much hanging in the balance, they're really showing some moxie against a team that's been here and done that.
Allie Gibbs gets a hug from Schneider as she makes her way back to the bench. A pair of free throws coming for Aminette. First free throw is up, and that one rims in for Aminette.
And the entire Central Rebel bench, 2 right foot stomps, a left leg kick, and 2 thigh taps.
Second one up, back iron no good. Rebound is grabbed by one of the two seniors for Steelville, Alexis Diaz. Diaz takes it across midcourt herself, hands it to Cottrell. Cottrell pulls up from way downtown. That is a short air ball, no good. Thurston with the board, gives it to Holmes. 21 seconds on the clock. Aminette crosses over, takes it across midcourt, and that'll do it. Final 15 seconds, they'll just dribble it out here. An incredible comeback after being down 13-5 in the first quarter. The final score will be 59-45. And the Central Rebels are victorious. They will be your Class 3 District 3 champions. And they'll move on to the state tournament. And what an absolute game. Not just for their team as a whole, but if you're going to pick one player, it's got to be Caitlin Holmes.
Oh, absolutely. The performance that she had tonight, the emotion that she played with, and what she left on the floor, can't measure that.
She ended the game with 26 points, Greg. Not a single one of them came in quarter number one. An absolutely stellar performance, a great comeback for the Central Rebels, led behind Caitlin Holmes. Final score, once again, 59-45. The Central Rebels boys team, they're rearing and ready to go. I'll be surprised if the Central fans have any voice left after this game. So make sure you stay tuned for game 2 of our doubleheader. That'll be coming up momentarily. Once again, the final score, 59-45. The Central Rebels, they are your Class 3 District 3 Tournament Championship. We'll take a break, and when we return, Greg Armbruster will have the pregame for game 2 of our doubleheader. Central Rebels once again, this time against the West County Bulldogs. You're listening to J98's coverage of the Class 3 District 3 Basketball Tournament Championship Games.
Goggins Drilling Incorporated has been serving the Parkland and beyond for over a half a century. With a reputation for quality work that comes with over 50 years of satisfying their customers. They offer sales and service on all water pumps and are on the leading edge of ground source heating systems. Residential or commercial, call Goggins Drilling Incorporated for contract drilling at 431-2450. That's Goggins Drilling, when you want more than just a hole in the ground.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
The entire faculty and staff of the Steelville R3 School District would like to take this time to wish the Steelville Cardinals all the best this basketball season. It takes a lot of hard work and determination to be a winning team, and you have proven you have what it takes both on and off the court. Good luck to the Steelville Cardinals from everyone at the Steelville R3 School District, and thank you for being a great representation of Steelville.